Maynard James Keenan in studio with us. Yeah. Hey, Maynard, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Happy birthday.
Come again?
Happy birthday.
Is it not your birthday?
He
Is
brought
it?
Us presents on...
You're lying.
He's completely lying.
That is awful. Hey. Don't do it. Hey. All morning we've been saying happy birthday to you.
Swing.
Can I get in right in that song real quick? A question
yeah,
about
sure,
that song.
Of course, yeah.
Right before we went on the air, I said to you, I love that song, and it makes me feel sad, even if there weren't lyrics to it, just the music to it. And when you hear you talking about pop culture icons that were lost in that song, I'm curious. Like, when I think of Chris Cornell and Chester, specifically, those are two guys, and it's bad thinking on my part. They got to an age, I'm like, these guys are going to go all the way. I'm going to grow old with them as a fan of their music. When you see... icons, maybe people that started off in the music business similar to you, do you think about your own mortality and where you are in your life and how things are going for you?
Yeah, I think that's early on. If you have a loved one pass or something happened to them, you're seeing you're a person who's grown up in a war zone.
Right.
Those kind of things impact you in a way that you either shut down or embrace life and going forward.
You never had issues with alcohol or drugs or anything, did you?
Not yet.
Still looking forward to that?
You know, there's always, hey, what's next for you? Probably rehab. But I got to get there, right?
I do want to talk about your birthday because I heard about, was it your last birthday party when Failure played? And you had the
Failure,
three guys?
Perfect Circle, and Pussifer. We did an event called Cinquanta.
Explain what that is because that sounds awesome. And I don't know why other bands don't do that.
Well, it was all three bands. We had a week of rehearsals together, and what it was we all came out for the first song because we all share parts on Nurse Who Loved Me because Failure wrote Nurse Who Loved Me.
So
all three bands
did it all.
Playing it, and then as it goes, then we kind of recede, and Perfect Circle takes three songs, and then on that third song, somebody from Pussifer or Failure comes out and does a little guest appearance on that third or fourth song. Then it becomes Failure for three songs, and then it becomes Pussifer for three songs, and it becomes Perfect Circle for three songs. We just kept rotating three songs.
That sounds so awesome. Yeah. Why doesn't that happen anywhere? I've never heard of that.
You're in a studio where you see a lot of personalities, we'll call them.
Yes.
Come through.
Yes.
Hard to wrangle? Yeah. Got it.
I mean, two of the bands you were in, so that does make sense if that's what you want.
Yeah. But I would imagine that under some circumstances, that would be a collision.
Maybe you wouldn't want to step aside for somebody else's band to take over three
because
songs.
That's why you're up there, is because you didn't get your time as a kid or something. I don't know.
It just seemed like such a great unique idea. It just sounds like it would be awesome to have.
It just takes a lot of, because we had the drum risers on rollers, so as one guy's still playing his song, they're rolling him off stage.
That's fantastic.
And bringing the other drum set in to replace that one. Back and forth.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah.
I'm holding a bottle of your wine from Merkin Vineyards, which you brought in for us, and thank you so much for doing that. I would like to ask you the work ethic it takes to start something like this, because maybe on paper, like, oh, I'm famous in this business, automatically wine is going to be a success. Compared to when you first moved to LA and all the hard work you put in, what's it like starting a company like this and keeping it afloat and doing so well?
Like anything else, nobody's just going to hand you anything. So, planting a vine in the ground, assuming you own the ground and assuming there's water and power to that ground, takes, 7 years before you see your first dime out of that vine being planted. So it's a long-term commitment. It's a huge financial commitment. But for our region in Arizona, we are a growing industry. Last, they did an economic impact study, a Wine America, and we're upper third of the list as far as economic impact, but $3.3 billion in economic impact.
Wow.
Up from something that was basically non-existent in 1980.
Wow.
And you're in Jerome?
Yeah.
Or that's where you are? Yeah.
Yeah.
Grew up in Phoenix my whole life, so I know where that is, a gray area. Why did you choose that area to live
that's
in?
That's where I live. I moved there in 95. Just, looking at the ground there and seeing things around the world, it just made sense. And then finding out later that it actually had a history of winemaking.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, before Prohibition made them all pull it out.
You're a huge, huge wine fan. Is that why you decided to do it?
Yeah, kind of.
I assume, right? Yeah.
Yes.
We were just talking before about the different glasses, and I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I don't buy that you could pour that wine in two different glasses, and it would taste different.
Am
I wrong?
The bouquet would be different just because of the shape of the glass. So we went and, you know, we kind of discussed the shape of eggs and the resulting bird and that consistency. If you're a sommelier, you want a consistent base. You want some kind of a baseline. So those glasses and those shapes provide you as an expert, as a person who's really focused in and, you know, tunnel visioned on those kind of things. It gives you a consistent experience. You can actually make your notes. As a consumer,
yeah, that's what I was going to ask you: is what percentage
halter top, plastic cup, flip flops? Do what you got to do.
What percentage of wine drinkers do you think can really taste the difference?
Not that many. Like, you know, probably 10%.
Can I talk a perfect circle for a sec?
You can,
please.
But then I'm taking over because it's my birthday.
I love Billy, and the thing that I've always admired about him is how his work ethic and where he started and all the bands that he's teched for. And I'm just curious, was there a specific thing for you and him, because it's been many years in between albums?
How long?
Like 14 years.
14 years?
14, yeah.
How did and why did you guys decide to make Eat the Elephant? Was it in the middle of the night? You're like, Billy, I'm antsy. Let's do this. How did it go down?
I think taking Pussifer to where I needed to take it took a while, just because it's an independent project. Mm-hmm. I needed to kind of, before I could walk away from it for a minute, I needed to get it to sort of a certain level. Same thing with the wine. And it seems like my other buddies weren't quite ready. I'll just say it, the word tool. They weren't ready. Mm-hmm. So the obvious move is to look and see what Billy's up to. And he's like, uh-huh. Been waiting. Hello.
Right. That's what I'm here.
I've been waiting for a long time to get this call.
Tall, bald, you can't see me? What's wrong with you?
That guy has not aged a second.
No.
It's
really
unbelievable.
It's really annoying.
Mater, and when you live in Arizona, and I'm curious, like, I'm here in L.A., and sometimes I imagine just being in a place like you're at, but when I come into K-Rock here, like, the energy of the city, I feel it when I come in here, and that kind of helps me get to where I need to get. Mm-hmm. When you go in the studio in Arizona and you're laying vocals, is it easy to get to the place you need to get when 10 minutes before you're doing wine or just you're with your family, and it's a different energy?
Yeah, I think that's everybody has their own creative process. For me, I need a lot of space, mental space, and sometimes that translates into needing physical, like environmental space to do it.
I heard you talking about recording the vocals, and that about the third try is when you would keep it, and that you would keep mistakes that made sense, I think you said.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You want some of that reality in there, just for spice and flavor.
All right. Maynard, James Keenan is here. A Perfect Circle is got a new album out Friday.
Yes, sir.
And you're playing Coachella. And
yes.
We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, KROQ.
Maynard is in the studio with us. So excited about your new album. Thanks. Love what I've heard so far.
Thank you.
12 songs?
Yes.
Extra song?
Someday. Good luck.
Someday, good luck.
I'm going to send that clip to Billy. Eat the Elephant is the name of the album. It comes out on Friday. A Perfect Circle play Coachella on Sunday. Maynard, I am curious. You've played festivals all over the world in different bands. What's your Coachella experience like? What is it compared to other festivals you play?
Fantastic question. A lot less selfies being taken at the European festivals. No disrespect to the people at Coachella. It's a fantastic run event.
Right.
But it's more of a cultural event than it is. Feels like more of a cultural event than a music event to me. But little known fact, rock is dead.
We're aware of that, unfortunately.
Yeah, especially at Coachella. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think it's dead. I think there's grumpy people like me that refuse to let go. But for Coachella, I think it's dead. And I think the bookends for that are the very first band to play the main stage at Coachella was Perfect Circle.
Oh, wow.
Really?
And the last band to take that second main stage in that headlining slot this coming Sunday is Perfect Circle. So there's your bookends.
Yeah.
Let's have a wake and let it go.
Good night now.
Let it go.
And you're opposite Eminem. You're on while he's on?
Yeah, that was great.
When you got the schedule and you looked at what time you were going on, were you like, God damn it?
I couldn't find a razor. So we just have to go ahead.
Did you know? Did you pay attention ahead of time? Or
no, because, you know, with Coachella, they don't announce who's on or even when. So you're just rolling the dice. So that was That was interesting.
And there's so many.
It was not for me.
It was interesting. There's so many people at the main stage that you almost can't even see the stage, and it seems like it would draw from everywhere else. It seems like it was a bad time for you to be on.
Correct.
But
I want to ask
one
about
more
the
weekend.
You've got this.
Ouch!
Major.
Ouch! My back. I don't know if I can go. Ow! Ouch!
Sounds real. To me.
The Rock is Dead thing, we all here root for the young rock bands to do well. Do you think it's because the music they are seeing that is uber popular the last 5 years, they're not going that route? Why do you think that statement you made possibly has half truth to it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm just the old dude.
Just the old dude?
Yeah. I mean, I have like my buy vinyl. You know, so I'm that purist in a way like that. But you know, I embrace the digital technology, and I think we're onto something else. And the hard part for most people of my generation, or people trying to follow in the footsteps of that rock thing, is you forget that the way things progress, just because it progresses doesn't mean you're included in the progression. So you have to let go and, you know, embrace not being relevant.
Do you embrace the recording process on a computer?
Is that how you
still do that? Yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. Because there's some, especially for a vocalist, there's a lot of positives to it. Being able to free ball and just get the take, rather than waiting for the tape to rewind.
And there's also not paying, I don't know how much it is, $2,000 an hour or whatever it is for a recording studio a day.
Yeah, plus crew. Yeah, it's expensive and cost prohibitive, especially with, you know, when you have, you know, back in 95, a number one record was 500,000 records for a week, and now a number one record's 50,000.
I'm just stuck on free ball. Yeah.
Aren't we all, Allie?
Aren't we all? I didn't know that was a technical term. I love it.
I'm not even going to go there. That's just a black hole of darkness.
See, now I'm stuck on black hole. I mean, where are we going?
Did Billy send you... once it was a go for A Perfect Circle for new music, was Billy just inundating your inbox with music, and you just...
No, it was just a basic Dropbox, and I would go through and just try to see if I can find something that made sense for what we had in mind.
And I feel like in the 90s, it took 3 to 5 years, at least in my own head, to feel a change in the world. Now, in my own mind, it's like it changes every 6 to 9 months, maybe.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, does that make it easier to write the songs?
I mean, as far as subject matter, every day is, you know, there's something going on that you can be inspired by, depending on your environment. And if your environment's not inspiring, take a trip, get out.
Go someplace else.
Yeah. You have adapted just vocally, it seems to me, just with being in Pussifer?
Yes.
Puss
in Boots. Puss in Boots,
when you wrote that book. but how have your vocals changed? Do you hear it in your voice? Is it a conscious change, or do you just notice over time that you're changing and adapting?
Well, I think a lot of times for vocalists, it's about space. If you're screaming, it's because you don't have a lot of space to work in. So you're trying to scream over Marshall cabinets, which is fine. Great sound. I love Metallica. I love those kinds of bands that I grew up on. But then when you start to see more space, you start to have more flexibility vocally, and then you have to step up to use that space properly and justify taking the space.
How many songs do you do before you narrow it down to 12? Or do you just pick 12 and do those?
With this, the timing of what we had going on, it was 11.
11?
And a half.
Okay.
It was right down to the wire.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just timing. Just didn't have enough time. We'd love to explore 20 songs and then pick from the 20. But
just didn't have time to do that.
This is what
it was. Because of the timing of Coachella and you wanted to put it out this Friday?
Yeah, everything's about Coachella.
No, but I mean, you're playing Coachella. You're playing both weekends.
Thank you for reminding me.
How's that back?
Back's pretty sore.
Can I take over now?
Sure.
It's my birthday.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you can take over.
If you could be any Avenger, which Avenger would you be?
If I answered correctly, will you send me to the premiere?
No.
Yes. Okay.
Ness.
I'll go Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why?
I think Robert Downey Jr.'s charm as the character has inspired me to be that.
Yeah, I could see that. Fantastic.
Hmm.
Sir?
I mean, I was going to say Iron Man too, but can I not now?
You can say whatever you want.
Iron Man would
you
be...
You can lie.
Mine as well.
You can say Batman. I don't care. My birthday.
I mean, it's your birthday. Iron Man, I would say as well.
Okay.
He's got a sense of humor, and he's the only one that sort of has a sense of humor, so okay. I like.
Hmm. Ma'am?
Chip.
I was going to say the same thing, sense of humor, so Iron Man.
Boom!
Oh! Allie?
What's the guy? Bucky? What's that dude?
Is that from The Little Rascals?
No.
The Raccoon?
The Winter Soldier, because he rocks a nice black eye look. Okay. So it's kind of like
back
a...
Back to black holes.
Yeah. Back to that. And he has a bionic arm, and that would be bitching, right?
I like it.
He'd be
like
all... just with that arm, right?
Yes.
Smoky eye, cool boots. Who's with
you? Dress for success.
Thank
right?
you. How okay. about you?
I'd never really thought about it, he lied. thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Groot.
Oh, because he looks like a broom.
Fewer lines.
But tons of effect on what he says.
Correct.
Let's hear your I am Groot.
I am Groot?
Ah,
it's pretty good.
I can go better.
No, I feel like that was good.
I am Groot.
Come on. Own it. Up the stakes. Okay, so you're
yes, man. So, man, it's your birthday. Are you going to celebrate today?
Actually, the voice of Vin Diesel. Boom.
Oh,
did you know that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Groot
yeah.
is the voice of Vin
uh-huh.
Diesel.
Yes.
Let's take a moment of silence for that. Okay, and okay. go.
You going to celebrate your birthday today?
My birthday today?
Stop asking that.
yes, we're having some donuts.
Nice.
And I'm playing Santa Barbara.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, very cool. All thanks right. for bringing the donuts in. Maynard brought us donuts and brought us wine.
Wait, does that mean you're taking the donuts back? With you?
No. Okay. I have some on the bus.
Okay, good.
That's had it. Some on the bus.
Thank you, Maynard. We appreciate you coming
yeah,
in.
Thanks,
We
Maynard.
Always appreciate the time. The name of the album is Eat the Elephant, and it's out this Friday, yeah. A Perfect Circle. And thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.